The bill doesn't repeal the Florida Standards Assessment, nor does it reverse the state's new academic standards. And that's something that angers Judy Stevens of St. Johns County.
I disagree with SB 1360 and do not support it. It does nothing to reduce the excessive preparation to take these tests, which we are all very concerned about.
Anti-testing advocates have pushed the state for years to refute the nationally normed Common Core standards, or as they're called in Florida, the Florida standards. And they've won some battles, like getting the state to pull out of a Common Core testing consortium and pressing the state to review the standards, leading to some tweaking and a name change, as Meredith Mears with Florida Parents Rise points out.
Many parents, including myself, have had the standards and assessments conversation with you and our State Board of Education members for many years. Sometimes you listened, a little. Most other times you were dismissive. Senate Bill 1360 is not any different. I oppose this bill for the following reason. The high-stakes assessments are still attached.
But for the most part, the current system is firmly in place. Lawmakers are now just trying to figure out how to smooth out the rough parts, of which there are many. Last year, the first run of the Florida Standards Assessment hit technical glitches, and a review of the exam later found parts of it did not align with the state's own standards. Some districts threatened to pull out of the state's testing and school grading system completely, and an idea began to emerge. Use other nationally known tests as alternatives.
School districts could choose to remain with the Florida Standards Assessment, the FSA, or districts could choose under this bill to use ACT Aspire for students in grades 3-8 as a substitute for the FSA.
Republican Senator Don Gates is carrying the bill, which the ACT organization helped craft. The FSA would not be replaced, but districts would have the option of choosing an alternative. High schoolers would also be able to use alternative assessments to meet state graduation requirements.
Students who take AP courses and pass AP exams don't have to take another state test under this bill to demonstrate proficiency in English language arts, biology, and U.S. history. The bill further allows a CLEP option, pass the test, get the credit.
Gates argues the SAT and ACT have a long track record and they're pretty much mandatory for college admissions. The inspiration for the bill came from Seminole County Schools, which first raised the issue. Indian River School Board member Sean Frost says his district is fully on board.
So the SAT and ACT are market-driven solutions and their highest quality. They offer meaningful accountability.
And most people know what they are. The Florida Citizens Alliance opposes Common Core. The group's Keith Flau says the bill is a false choice and does not allow anyone to completely opt out of the assessment system.
It still leaves the FSA in play, which is a disaster on every front.
Flau says tests prior to 2009 may be a good alternative, but not the newer versions of the exams. But Gates is holding firm.
The two criticisms leveled against the bill are correct. First, this bill does not repeal the FSA. And so if you will accept nothing other than a repeal of the FSA, this is not a bill for you.
Despite the concerns, the Senate Education Committee unanimously passed the bill, but there's no companion measure in the House. And normally, in order for bills to become laws, there must be a counterpart in the other chamber. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.